谢谢你，
这样还动力啊。对中文堂的弟兄姐妹们来说，怎么又是这个人？
For those of us in the Chinese congregation, why is it this person again?
因为我上个礼拜才刚刚讲过道。
Because I also spoke last Monday.
今天我在这里讲道不是我自愿的。
Today I'm not willingly preaching.
因为诸位知道这个 Samuel 牧师现在在台湾短宣。
Everyone knows that Samuel is now in Taiwan on a short-term mission trip.
所以我是代打的。
So I am in place of him.
今天呢也非常的高兴是这个 Keith 弟兄帮我翻译。
Today I'm very glad Keith is translating.
因为我发现我们两个合作非常好。
Because I found out that the two of us work together very well.
而且我可以开他的玩笑。
And I can make fun of him.
而且他也不生气。
And he won't get angry.
我们今天呢要讲这个耶稣基督所行的另外一个神迹。
So today we want to speak about another miracle that Jesus performed.
那么今天的经文呢是出在路加福音。
So today's verse is from the Gospel of Luke.
其实这一段故事在三个福类福音里面都有记载。
So actually this story is recorded in all three of the synoptic Gospels.
那么只有约翰福音没有记载。
Only John does not record this miracle.
但是我选的是路加福音。
But I chose the record in Luke.
因为他讲的比较详细。
Because it goes into some more detail.
我来读，大家来听，然后呢，Keith 弟兄会读英文。
So I'll read it and you guys can listen and then Keith will read it in English.
耶稣将近耶利哥的时候，有一个瞎子坐在路旁讨饭，听见许多人经过，就问是什么事。他们告诉他是拿撒勒人耶稣经过。他就呼叫说，大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧。在前头走的人就责备他，不许他作声，他却越发喊着说，大卫的子孙，可怜我吧。耶稣站住，吩咐把他领过来，到了跟前就问他说，你要我为你做什么？他说，主啊，我要能看见。耶稣说，你可以看见，你的信救了你了。瞎子立刻看见了，就跟随耶稣，一路归荣耀与神。众人看见这事，也赞美神。
Luke 18, verses 35 to 43. As he, Jesus, drew near to Jericho, a blind man was sitting by the roadside begging. And hearing a crowd going by, he inquired what this meant. They told him, Jesus of Nazareth is passing by. And he cried out, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. And those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, son of David, have mercy on me.And Jesus stopped and commanded him to be brought to him. And when he came near, he asked him, What do you want me to do for you? He said, Lord, let me recover my sight. And Jesus said to him, Recover your sight. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise to God.
感谢主。这是又是一个有关瞎子的故事。
So praise the Lord, this is another passage about a blind man.
我上个礼拜在中文堂讲到的时候是讲到约翰福音第九章。
So last week in the Chinese congregation, I spoke on John chapter 9.
也是一个瞎子的故事。
And it was also a story about a blind man.
这个新约圣经里面讲到耶稣基督行的神迹有许多是瞎子。
The New Testament records in Jesus' miracles in the New Testament, many of them have to do with blind men.
这是有关我们人的眼睛的。
This has to do with the eyes of us human beings.
这是有关眼睛哈。
This also has to do with eyes.
这是怎么回事呢？
What is this?
我的儿子跟我的孙子现在在日本做短宣。
My son and my grandson are both in Japan on a short-term mission trip.
那么他们前几天呢，他们是在那个海啸的地区哈，做这个宣教的工作。
So in the last few days, they were in a district of Japan ministering.
Where the tsunami was.
Oh, sorry. Yes, an area where the tsunami was.
在海边。
It's right on the seashore.
在一个渔村里。
It's
a fishing village.
Okay, sorry. It was in a fishing village.
He's not that good.
他没那么好。
他们在帮忙那些渔夫们在工作。
And they were helping the fishermen work.
那天刚好下雨。
And that day it just happened to be raining.
所以呢，他们就没有工作。
So they didn't have any work to do.
所以当地的牧师就带他们到一个这个鱼市场去看。
So the local pastor took them to a fish market.
他们在鱼市场里面就看到卖鱼的眼睛。
And there in that fish market, they saw those fish eyes.
这个是 tuna, tuna fish 的，你知道那个叫什么 tuna 叫什么？有鱼是吧？什么鱼啊？金枪鱼 ，All right， 金枪鱼 ，tuna。
Those are tuna eyes.
Tuna 那个鱼是很大的。
Now tuna is a very large fish.
然后这是鱼的眼睛。
And those are their eyes.
你如果仔细看的话，是日币1000元。
So if you look closely there, it's 1,000 yen.
差不多是10块美金。
Approximately $10.
那么我吓得要死，我说这怎么能吃啊？
So I was really surprised. I was like, how could it be that this is edible?
后来有人跟我讲，后来有人跟我讲。
And afterwards, someone said to me,
他说这个红烧的吃非常好吃。
And so he said, this is very delicious if it's cooked properly.
既然红烧的话 ，red cook. With soy sauce.
Yeah, pan fried with soy sauce.
我说那岂不变成红眼睛吗？
Won't it turn like into red eyes?
你知道红眼睛是圣经的故事。
And red eyes are mentioned in the Bible.
对，所以说这一对眼睛我看得非常的奇妙。
So I thought these two, this pair of eyes was very wonderful.
Okay, 我的意思是说，除了我们教会做短宣以外，这个美国有很多的教会现在都在做短宣。
So aside from our own churches for short-term mission trips, many churches in America are now doing short-term mission trips.
那么今天呢，讲到的大纲呢，是我们这个四个部分。
So the outline of today's sermon has 4 points.
首先我们要说瞎子对耶稣是怎么认识的。
So first we want to talk about how the blind man came to know about Jesus.
他不怕拦阻，坚持他的信心。
He wasn't bothered by obstacles, and he maintained his faith.
然后耶稣基督呢说了一句话，说你的信救着你了。
And then Jesus said this phrase, "Your faith has made you well," or "Your faith has saved you."
然后他跟随了耶稣。
And then he followed after Jesus.
我们首先说看到这么一个可怜的瞎子。
So first we see this very pitiful blind man.
那么他在路边讨饭。
And he's sitting there by the side of the road begging.
在耶稣基督的时候。如果一个人是残废的话
Now in Jesus' day, if someone was disabled,
通常就是讨饭
Generally speaking, he would be a beggar.
因为他没有其他的办法谋生
Because he didn't have any other way to support himself.
那么这个人呢在马可福音里面提到他的名字
Now in the book of Mark, it mentions this person's name.
其实马可提到的是他爸爸的名字因为他的爸爸名字叫迪马
Actually, Mark only mentions his father's name because his father's name was Timaeus.
那么巴迪马这个巴就是儿子的意思。
When it says Bar Timaeus, the Bar simply means son or son of.
所以提到的是他爸爸的名字。
So what's really mentioned is his father's name.
叫巴迪马。
His name was called Bar Timaeus.
那么他是怎么样瞎的？我们不知道。
Now we don't know how he came to be blind.
但是呢，他恐怕已经瞎了很久了。
But he may well have been blind already for a very long time.
因为在马太福音里面
Because in the book of Matthew,
说是他是两个瞎子
It says that there were two blind men together.
很可能还不止两个瞎子说不定有一群瞎子在那里讨饭
It's entirely possible that it was not only two, that it may well have been a crowd of blind men begging.
所以他们已经有一个团体这个团体呢是在一起讨饭的
So there was already a group, and that group was together begging.
然后他讨饭的地方呢，是一个非常对讨饭的人来讲的话，是一个非常有策略的地方。
So the spot that he was begging was to a beggar a really excellent place for business.
是在耶律哥这个城。
So it was near the city of Jericho.
耶律哥呢是在耶路撒冷东边的一个大城。
So the book of the city of Jericho was a large city east of Jerusalem.
那么他刚好在讨饭那条路上呢，是从耶律哥要到耶路撒冷的那条大路上。
And so the road where he was begging happened to be the highway between Jericho and Jerusalem.
因为犹太人住在，特别是住在耶律哥的犹太人，他们如果要到耶路撒冷去敬拜的话，一定走那条路。
So Jews who wanted to go to Jerusalem, particularly Jews who lived in Jericho, would have to walk along this road.
所以那条路应该是比较这个很多人在那里走的。
So this would be a very high traffic road.
但是呢，虽然平常人就多。
But even though many commoners were there, were walking along that road.
可是当耶稣基督带着他的门徒过去的时候
，When Jesus and his disciples come by,
人就特别多。
There were a whole lot of people, more than usual.
这个瞎子虽然眼睛看不见
，So even though this blind person couldn't see,
但是他耳朵可以听到。
His ears were still working.
哎，他忽然发现，怎么有那么多人从门口过去
？And all of a sudden, he's like, "Wait a second, why are there so many people walking by?"
所以他就问，是怎么回事啊
？So he says, "Hey, what's going on?"
结果就有人就告诉他，是拿撒勒人耶稣经过。
And so then people tell him it's Jesus of Nazareth who's coming by.
我们如果看圣经的话，我们就知道耶稣基督这个时候是从耶利哥城进这个耶路撒冷。
And so if we look in the scriptures, we realize that Jesus is now coming from Jericho, going into Jerusalem.
这已经是耶稣基督上十字架之前的一段的事情。
So this is already getting close to when Jesus is going to go to the cross.
所以一定是在耶稣基督在传道三年半当中的最后一段时间了。
So this is definitely towards the very end of Jesus' 3.5 years of ministry.
耶稣基督在这之前已经行了许多的神迹。
So before this, Jesus has already performed many miracles.
已经有很多人跟随他。
Many, many people are following after him.
所以当耶稣基督跟他的门徒过去的时候
，So when Jesus and his disciples walked by,
绝对不是一个人两个人。
It definitely wasn't just one or two people following him.
我相信是一大群人。
I believe it was probably a huge crowd of people.
很可能是一百两百人都不一定。
It may very well have been 100 or 200 people.
所以在一条路上一下子这么多人过去的时候。
So when all of a sudden you have that many people walking by,
引起这个瞎子的注意
it just draws the attention of the blind.
因为是拿撒勒人耶稣
because it is Jesus of Nazareth.
我相信耶稣在那个时候已经是相当有名气了
I'm sure by this point Jesus was already very well known.
瞎子也认识也知道
and the blind person also knew him.
久仰大名
He was a very well-known person, known across the land.
而且瞎子肯定知道耶稣基督已经行了很多的神迹。
And the blind person no doubt knew that Jesus had already performed many miracles.
特别是我上个礼拜讲的，在那个希洛亚池里面，一洗就这个能看见的那个瞎子。
And especially when I spoke of last week about the pool of Siloam, as soon as he washed, he was able to see.
那一个神迹是非常有名气的。
That kind of a miracle would be very well known.
我说不定这个瞎子也听过。
This blind person Bartimaeus may well have heard of it as well.
他知道拿撒勒人耶稣，他能够使瞎子能够看得见。
He knew that Jesus of Nazareth was able to make blind people see.
我心里一想，我说这个瞎子在与众不一样。
So when I thought about it, I realized, wait, this blind person was probably different from the rest.
我就想为什么马太福音记载两个瞎子在路加福音只记载一个还有马可福音也记载一个
How come Matthew records two blind men and both Mark and Luke only record one?
我相信了恐怕瞎子还不止两个呢只有这一个瞎子他最勇敢跑出来叫
Well, I personally think that it's probably because this blind man even if there were many there was the only one that was really courageous in yelling out and calling out to Jesus.
那另外一个瞎子呢就跟着走
And the other blind person was basically just along for the ride.
所以一般的瞎子只要碰到这么多人过去的时候他心里会想什么
So the average blind person when he hears so many people walking by what is he going to think about?
哎呀讨饭的好机会啊
Oh yeah, what a chance to beg.
这些人都要到耶路撒冷去。
All of these people are headed to Jerusalem.
你知道去耶路撒冷的人他要做什么吗
？What are people doing when they're heading towards Jerusalem?
他们都一定带着钱。
They're definitely carrying some money with them.
因为他们要到进圣殿的时候，他们要买那些献祭的牛羊。
Because when they go into the temple, there they need to buy the animals for sacrifice.
他们口袋里是有钱的。
Their pockets already have money in them.
只要这些钱里面能够施舍他一点的话这些人这个几个瞎子就已经很高兴了
If you can only just get a little bit of that money out of their pockets the beggars will be very happy
结果许多人经过应该是乞讨最好的时候
When a whole lot of people are coming by that must be the best time to beg
但这个瞎子呢却大喊大卫的子孙耶稣啊可怜我吧
But this beggar is calling out loudly Son of David have mercy on me
你看这个叫法也是很奇怪的
And this way of referring to Jesus is also very strange.
他就算是希望耶稣能够医治他。
Even if he hopes that Jesus will cure him.
他也不需要叫大卫的子孙啊。
He doesn't have to call him the son of David.
等一下我们再说为什么叫大卫的子孙啊。
In a moment we'll mention why he uses that term.
所以我们就发现一件事情。
So here we realize something.
他虽然有那么多人经过。
Even though so many people are coming by.
这个当中大概最穷的就是耶稣。
Quite possibly the poorest person there was Jesus.
因为圣经上面说耶稣一向是身无分文。
Because the scripture says that Jesus was poor. He did not have a place to lay his head.
No, I didn't say that.
Right, sorry.
我身无分文的 no money.
No money, yeah, he was poor, I'm sorry.
不过他讲的也很好。啊，那我讲哪去了 ？OK， 耶稣在世上的时候是很贫穷的一个人。
When Jesus was on earth, he was a very poor person.
我相信跟他来的这一堆人当中，他耶稣最穷。
It's quite. I think that Jesus was probably the poorest person in that group.
可是他大叫的时候，他却指着耶稣叫。
But when Bartimaeus is calling out, he's calling out to Jesus.
你可以想象他的目的没有要钱。
You can discern that his goal was not money.
我相信他旁边这些瞎子，恐怕你叫什么？我们是赶快讨钱呐。
I suspect that the beggars next to him were like, "Why are you yelling like this? Let us beg. Let us get some money."
从这个地方我们得到一个教训。
And from this we can learn something.
讨饭都要有自费的。
Begging also has
some wisdom.
Yeah, has sure some wisdom.
原因是什么？因为这个瞎子看见他如果能够眼睛得医治的话。
Because we can see that this blind person realized that if his eyes were healed,
他就不需要讨饭了。
He would no longer need to beg.
他如果讨的钱是讨到的是一点钱的话，只不过解决眼前的问题。
If he was able to beg and get a little bit of money, that would only solve the immediate problems he was facing.
但是他现在要求的求眼睛得医治呢，是一个更长远的一个好处。
But what he's seeking right now is a much more long-term benefit.
所以我们就看到这个瞎子是看到。眼光比较远的。
So you can see that this is a relatively forward-looking blind person.
我常常跟我的学生讲。
I'll often talk to my students and say.
我说我们做研究工作要解决问题的核心。
We'll say, hey, as we're doing experiments, we need to be seeking to solve the core issue of the problem we're facing.
其实我以前啊也看不见。
In fact, in the past, I wouldn't be able to see what the real
issue. 我以前跟很多瞎子一样。
In the past, I was much like other blind men.
什么地方 有钱呢我就做那样研究的工作为了要拿钱呢
Where can I get some money, get some funding? That's where I want to work, so I can get some funding.
我的本质跟一个讨饭的瞎子没有两样。
So my actual approach or wisdom was the same as the average beggar.
现在年纪大了一点所以看得见我们做研究工作要研究这个问题的根本在什么地方。
Now as I'm older, I'm starting to realize that what we really need to figure out is the core issue or the fundamental issue behind our research.
如果能把这个问题解决的话，哦，那就 go a long way, 对不对？
If we can solve this issue, then we'll be able to go. It'll take us a long way.
所以我们向瞎子弟兄要学一点功课。
So we do need to learn something from this blind brother.
好，虽然这个瞎子他眼光比较远大。
But even though this beggar was relatively forward-looking,
你看到他眼光。并没有那么远大。
But we can realize that he wasn't really able, he wasn't ultimately forward-looking.
耶稣对他的引导使得他看到更远大的眼光。
What Jesus teaches him and allows him to see even more clearly, see even further.
他这里大叫大卫的子孙啊。
As he calls out, son of David.
这个新约当中有十七个地方把耶稣描写作大卫的子孙。
So the New Testament describes Jesus as the son of David 17 times.
这个啊，我所熟悉的这个啊，周大卫牧师。
So I know
David Chow, Reverend David Chow. 对，他是使者的这个会长。
He is the leader of AFC.
AFC, yeah, 对，就是 Ambassadors for Christ, 是一个宣教机构。
Ambassadors for Christ is a mission organization.
我一次碰到他儿子。
One time I ran into his child, his son.
那个时候。刚刚从神学院毕业。
He had just graduated from seminary.
我说 You are son of David.
I said to him, you are son of David.
他说你不要在那里亵渎神哦。
He said, don't blaspheme.
Yeah, 感谢主，这个到底是要当牧师的人呢，是非常的有灵命上面的敏感性哈。
Thank the Lord, he was planning to be a pastor and he had a great deal of sensitivity. And just
我们的中文翻译也叫做大卫的子孙。
In Chinese, we translate it the son or descendant of David.
所以英文这个字叫 son, 并不是代表儿子的意思，是代表后裔，他的子孙的意思。
So here when it says son of David, it doesn't mean the immediate son, it means the descendant.
那么为什么这是代表基督，代表弥赛亚呢？
Why is Christ or Messiah referred to in this fashion?
因为当时的犹太人是他们在那地方已经等候这个弥赛亚等候了很多年了。
Because the Jews of that time had already been waiting for the Messiah for many years.
因为在旧约圣经里面预言，如果神那里来的这个救主，弥赛亚就是救主的意思哈。
Because in the Old Testament it predicted that this Messiah, the Savior who would come from God,
一定是大卫的。后裔
was definitely the descendant of David.
所以知道大卫是犹太历史上面的一个很著名的王。
Now everyone knows that David was a very famous king in the Old Testament.
他说将来要来的那个王，也就是人类的救主，也要是大卫的后裔。
And so God says that the king who is to come is going to be the savior of the world and is also going to be the descendant of David.
事实上，旧约圣经好几个地方，我们今天只看撒母耳下。
So this is recorded in many places in the Old Testament, but today we'll just look at 2 Samuel.
说你的家和你的国必在我面前永远坚立。
And your house and your kingdom shall be made sure forever before me.
你的国位也必坚定直到永远。
Your throne shall be established forever.
这个犹太人一看知道这个地方讲的一定是那个弥赛亚。
As soon as a Jew read this passage, he knew that it was referring to the Messiah.
不是一个人间的王。
He's not referring to some earthly king.
从来没有一个人间的王能够他的国位直到永远。
No earthly king has ever had his throne extend forever.
这里讲的是从天上来的王。
This is certainly referring to a king who came from heaven.
但这讲的非常的清楚，他是大卫的后裔。
And it says very clearly here that it is the descendant of David.
那么这句话呢，是上帝借着拿单先知拿单启示大卫的。
Now this is something that the prophet Nathan, that God uses the prophet Nathan to say to David.
那么弥赛亚是希伯来话。
Now Messiah is a Hebrew term.
那么希腊的话呢，就是基督。
The Greek term is Christ.
那么我们今天所说的基督教，基督就是弥赛亚的意思。
When we say Christianity, Christ, we're really saying Messiah.
也就是大卫的子孙。
It also means the son of David or the descendant of David.
所以我们今天说基督教，可以说大卫的子孙教。
So when we say Christianity, we could be saying son of David anity.
我们信的基督就是信了大卫的子孙。
If we believe in Christ, then we believe in the Son of David.
都是救世主的意思。
It all means Savior.
就是神要来到人间来做拯救的工作。
Means that God is going to come among men to do the work of salvation.
旧约尤其是以赛亚书强调神要降临人间来拯救人类。
The Old Testament, especially the book of Isaiah, continually emphasizes that God will come among men to save.
这个瞎子是一个犹太人。
This blind person was also a Jew.
他也很熟悉旧约圣经。
And he was very familiar with the Old Testament.
那么我们看见他这里讲说大卫的子孙啊，他的意思是说弥赛亚啊。
And so here we see when Bartimaeus says son of David, what he's really saying is Messiah.
人类的救主啊。
Savior of the world.
从神那里来救我们的。
The one who has come from God to save us.
请你可怜可怜我吧。
Please have pity on me.
你在救别人以前先救救我吧。
Before you save others, please also save me.
因为犹太人盼望弥赛亚已经很久了。
Because the Jews had already been waiting for the Messiah for many years.
这个我有一次到以色列去玩。
One time I went to Israel to tour, to play.
我碰到一个犹太人。
And I ran into a Jewish person there.
我说你们难道没有虽然你们不愿意读新约圣经，但你听也听过吧。
I said, even though you haven't read the New Testament, no doubt you've heard of it before.
我说耶稣基督有那么多的证据，他就是弥赛亚。
Jesus has so many pieces of evidence pointing to the fact that he's the Messiah.
你们怎么不相信呢？
How come you don't believe in him?
这个犹太人就跟我说。
Oh, I'm sorry. And then this Jewish person said to me.
Are you a Jew?
No, no, I'm not.
Okay. 他说我们的拉比告诉我们在耶稣基督的那段时间
And then our rabbi has told us that in the time of Jesus
至少可以看到有五十个人至少有五十个人自称他是弥赛亚
At least 50 people claim to be the Messiah
This is just another one
耶稣只不过是在另一位
Very good 所以他们认为耶稣真的是就是弥赛亚吗？嗯，假如是弥赛亚，怎么会有那么多弥赛亚
？So they're like, hey, if Jesus is the Messiah, then we have 50 of them.
所以我才想起来，真的是那一段时间，犹太人非常非常的渴慕弥赛亚来。
And I realized, wait, at that point in time, the Jews really, really were longing for the Messiah.
但是这个弥赛亚跟其他人也假装的弥赛亚完全不一样啊。
But this Messiah, Christ, was really different from all the others claiming to be the Messiah.
可惜犹太人没有好好的去研究。
It is only too sad that the Jews did not research it more carefully.
好，那么我们怎么看得到这个他们对弥赛亚非常渴慕呢
？So how can we see that they were really longing for the Messiah?
当耶稣来到人间的时候
，When Jesus came among men,
他开始的时候一个门徒都没有。
At the very beginning, he didn't have any disciples at all.
最早有两个门徒。
The very beginning, he had two disciples.
这个两个门徒呢，其中有一个人我们知道是谁，叫安德烈。
Amongst these two, one of them we know who they are, who it was. It was Andrew.
另外一个人我们还不晓得他名字呢。
And the other one we're not sure what his name was.
大概是约翰，不过不肯定。
It's probably John, but we don't know for absolute certain.
所以安德烈是首先认识耶稣的。
So Andrew was one of the first people to know Jesus, to recognize Jesus.
然后他就跑回家去告诉他的哥哥。
So he ran back and told his older brother.
他的哥哥就是西门彼得。
His older brother was Simon Peter.
这些人都是打鱼的。
These were all fishermen.
这是安德烈讲的话，他说，在这里说，他先找着自己的哥哥西门，对他说，我们遇见弥赛亚了，弥赛亚翻出来就是基督。
And so here we see Andrew, and he first found his own brother Simon and said to him, we have found the Messiah, which is Christ.
这是安德烈对西门说的话。
This is what Andrew said to Simon.
你看到没有？他们当时的犹太人，因为非常渴慕弥赛亚的关系。
So you can see here that the Jews, because they were really truly longing for the Messiah.
当他们发现这是一个从神那里来的人的时候，他就知道这是弥赛亚。
As soon as they see that, oh, this person is from God, they're like, yes, he's the Messiah.
因为弥赛亚一定是大卫的后裔。
Because the Messiah must be a descendant of David.
所以这个瞎子就说大卫的子孙啊。
And that is why this blind person is saying, son of David.
那么新约里面有两个耶稣的家谱。
So there are two genealogies of Jesus recorded in the New Testament.
一个在马太福音。
One is in the book of Matthew.
马太福音记载呢，他的家谱跟路加福音的家谱不一样。
And the genealogy recorded in the book of Matthew is different from the genealogy recorded.
后来我们才晓得，原来马太福音记载的耶稣的家谱是从耶稣的养父，就约瑟那里所写的。
And then later we realized that the genealogy in Matthew is actually the genealogy through Jesus' adoptive father Joseph.
为什么是养父呢？你知道耶稣是没有父亲的。
So why do we call him the adoptive father? Because we know that Jesus did not have a physical, biological father.
因为他是童女所生的。
Because he was born of a virgin.
那么约瑟呢？是大卫的子孙。
And Joseph was a descendant of David.
那么路加福音那个家谱呢？是讲耶稣的妈妈玛利亚她那边的家谱。
And then the genealogy in Luke is recording the genealogy through Jesus' mother, Mary.
玛利亚也是大卫的子孙。
And Mary was also a descendant of David.
这就是为什么耶稣出生在伯利恒。
And this is why Jesus was born in Bethlehem.
你知道，约瑟跟玛利亚都不是伯利恒人。
Joseph and Mary both were not natives of Bethlehem.
他们是在这个一个很乡下的地方。
They were
叫做拿撒勒。
They were living out in the countryside in a place called Nazareth.
那么为什么跑到伯利恒去生耶稣呢？
Why would they run over to Bethlehem to give birth to Jesus?
原因是因为当时的罗马的皇帝
They did so because the then emperor of the Roman Empire
下命令所有他帝国里面的人要报名上册要回到他的本乡本土去
had given a commandment that all the people in his empire had to return to their hometown to register for a census
不管你现在住在什么地方
Didn't matter where you were living now
所以因为约瑟跟玛利亚都是大卫的后裔所以他们必须要到伯利恒去
So because both Joseph and Mary were descendants of David they had to go back to Bethlehem
因为大卫是伯利恒人
Because David was from Bethlehem
所以他们才会长途跋涉，重运之下还要这么劳苦，要跑到伯利恒去。
So that is why they would take this really long journey, even though Mary was very, very pregnant.
所以大卫的子孙就是指弥赛亚。
So the descendant of David or son of David is means Messiah.
所以我们的瞎子弟兄居然知道那一个走在路上，虽然很多人围着他，但他也知道这个人大概很穷。那个人居然是弥赛亚。
So this blind brother knows that this person walking down the road, who's surrounded by so many people, despite the fact that he himself is poor, he is the Messiah.
你知道这个瞎子弟兄他的对耶稣的认识。
So this blind brother, his knowledge of Jesus,
刚好是法利赛人最不喜欢的一件事。
Was exactly what the Pharisees most disliked.
法利赛人是当初的宗教领袖。
So the Pharisees at that time were their religious authority.
他们最不喜欢人家说这个人是弥赛亚。
What they most detested was when someone said, oh, this person is the Messiah.
我们上个礼拜还讲过。
Last week we also spoke about this.
说什么人如果是认耶稣是弥赛亚的话，
if anyone confessed that Jesus was the Messiah,
要赶出会堂。
They would be cast out of the synagogue.
哦，非常非常的严重的一件事情。
This was a very, very serious thing.
好，今天不讲了。
And today we won't talk about it.
好了。这个地方说在前头走的人就责备他不许他作声。
And here it says that those who were in front rebuked him, telling him to be silent.
但他越发喊着说大卫的子孙可怜我吧。
But he cried out all the more, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
你就看到这个人呢、啊、是不怕拦阻，他坚持他的信心的。
And you can see here that this person was not afraid of the obstacles, he's maintaining his faith.
你想想看这个当初以这个啊、这个耶稣的这个布道团经过的时候
，So think about it for a moment. When this group of people surrounding Jesus is walking by,
我相信光这个布道团本身可能有一两百人。
I believe that there were probably 100 or 200 people walking.
然后还有耶利哥有许多人来看热闹的。
In addition to this, there are people from Jericho coming who want to see.
一个瞎子在后面喊
，One blind person in the back yelling.
你觉得会引起耶稣的注意吗？
Do you really think Jesus is going to pay attention to that?
耶稣还没有说话呢。
Jesus hasn't even said anything.
他这个布道团前面的几个人，因为耶稣在后面啊，他前面有开路的人啊。
Several people in the front who are kind of making way for the crowd.
就指责斥责这个瞎子。
Are pointing out this this blind person.
不许他作声 ，shut up.
Telling him to be quiet, to shut up.
因为什么？因为这些前头的人呢、啊。前面走的人
Why? Because the people walking in the front
大概是知道耶稣要赶路啊
Probably knew that Jesus was in a hurry
耶稣要赶路到耶路撒冷去
He was in a hurry to get to Jerusalem
马太记载的两个瞎子
Matthew records that these two blind men
大概只有这一个大声喊这个人叫巴迪买的这个人他坚持他的信心
It was probably just the one man Bartimaeus who was really continuing to yell out He is the one who maintained his faith
另外那个人恐怕就 shut up 就不讲话了
The other person probably did shut up
一个讨饭的人是没有任何的地位的
A beggar really did not have any social standing
什么人叫你 shut up 你不要讲话闭嘴恐怕你就非顺从不可
I mean if someone told you to shut up you probably would
不然哪里讨得到钱呢
Otherwise how in the world are you going to get money from people
这一个瞎子弟兄了不起
This blind brother truly was amazing.
他完全忘记他是一个讨饭的身份。
He completely forgot about his status as a beggar.
你要知道，我们今天这里大声的唱诗歌啊，主啊，你是弥赛亚，主啊，你是救我们的，你有荣耀什么的，这个很容易啊。
You know, it's really easy for us to sing and yell and say, "Hey, you know, Jesus, you are the Messiah, you are the Christ."
因为在教堂里面，一大堆人都在做同样的事吗
？Because we're here in the church and everyone is doing the same thing.
你如果不做才是奇怪了，对不对
？It's only tough if you don't do it. That's what seems strange.
但是假如说一群人都在做别的事情
What if the entire group of people were doing something else?
你忽然在这一群人一两百人当中说大卫的子孙啊救我吧可怜我吧
And all of a sudden you yell out in front of 100 or 200 people Son of David, please have mercy on me, save me
你敢吗
Would you have the guts to do that?
我首先问我自己这个问题啊我说哦假如碰到这种情形啊我要考虑考虑哦
I asked myself this question. I was like, if I ran into that situation, I'd have to think about it.
特别是前头的弟兄，走在前头的人责备他，叫他 shut up.
especially when the people who are walking in the front, the ones who are leading, are telling him to be quiet, to shut up.
我如果是这个瞎子，我早就 shut up.
I mean, if I was a blind person, I would have shut up long ago.
这位弟兄了不起啊！
This brother really was amazing.
你看到他有很大的信心的。
You can see here that he really had a lot of faith.
我就想起来，这个多年以前我听过一个传道人做见证。
Makes me think of many years ago when I heard a missionary give his testimony.
这位牧师叫做沈保罗 Paul Shen.
Oh, and this pastor was called Paul Shen.
他已经被主接走了。
He is already.
他如果今天还活着的话，要一百多岁了。
If he was still alive now, he'd be over 100.
他一做见证的时候，他说那个时候信耶稣人很少。
He said, "Hey, at that time, there were not many people who were Christians."
沈牧师他的爸爸是一个纺织厂的厂长，非常有钱的。
So, Pastor Shen's father was a landlord who was very, very rich.
Not landlord. 纺织厂 textile factory.
Oh, okay. Bad guess. Textile factory.
他这个沈牧师是他唯一的儿子。
Pastor Shen was his only son.
早就想要他的儿子来继承他这个厂。
And so he naturally hoped that his son would take over his factory.
结果沈牧师信了耶稣。
And then Pastor Shen came to know the Lord.
不但信了耶稣。
Not only did he come to know the Lord.
还决定高中毕业以后就去进一个圣经学校。
He decided that after he graduated from high school, he would go attend a Bible school.
也就是将来要去当牧师。
And that he would end up becoming a pastor.
他爸爸大怒。
His dad was incredibly angry.
他坚持要去。
And he continued to insist that he would go.
他爸爸就把他赶出去，赶出家门。
And so his dad threw him out, disowned him.
沈牧师做见证的时候
，When Pastor Shen was sharing his testimony,
他说时间已经过得好快。他说已经是差不多80年前的事情了。
He's like, wow, time has passed so quickly. That was almost 80 years ago.
他说我还记得很清楚。
But I still remember it very clearly.
那天我提了一个小箱子。
That day I was carrying a small suitcase.
里面有几件换洗的衣服。
There were a few changes of clothes.
身上一毛钱都没有。
I didn't have a single penny to my name.
他就走出他的家门。
And he just walked out of his front door.
他爸爸已经警告全家人不准有任何人去帮他这个儿子。
And his father had already warned all of his family members saying no one is allowed to help my son out.
结果他就走了。
And so he just went away.
走投无路不晓得到哪里去。
He had no idea where he should go.
就不知不觉就朝着教会走。
And so he just went to the church.
才差不多走了差不多半个小时吧。
He had walked maybe a half hour.
忽然间后面有个人叫他少爷少爷。
When he saw someone behind him was calling a young man.
Not quite right, but it's okay. Yeah. 结果他回头一看是他们家的长工。
And he realized it was one of his workers.
Servants in the family. 对。那个长工跑上来以后，从口袋里面掏出一把钞票来，给他。
So the servant runs up to him and gives him a ticket.
他说 ，No money, money, cash.
Oh, okay, sorry, stack of cash.
他说是，不要跟别人讲，太太要我追过来给你的，就是他的妈妈。
He says, "Don't tell anyone."
Your mother.
Your mother. Okay, your mother wanted me to give this to you.
你知道，别人都不敢做这个事，只有沈牧师的妈妈敢做这个事。
No one else would dare to do this. Only Pastor Shen's mom would dare to do this.
到底是自己的儿子。
Because at the end of the day, it was her own son.
我听了以后非常的感动。
When I heard this, I was truly moved.
今天还有几个人能够做这样的事？
Today there are still a few people who can do something like this.
我们不要说家里面人把我们赶出去。
We don't need to mention our parents throwing us out.
说一点重话，警告你几句，我们就不敢了。
All they need to do is say a few mean words, and then we don't dare do anything.
我们今天太需要瞎子这样的弟兄。
We need more brothers like this blind brother.
我们读圣经不能够读读就算了。
We can't just read the Bible casually and let that be it.
我们读圣经要让神的话语成为我们的生命。
When we read the Bible, we need to let the Word of God become our own lives.
你是不是碰到一点拦阻就对了呢？
Is it that as soon as you run into a little bit of an obstacle, you give up?
特别是我们如果参加一个营会回来的时候，我们心里面非常的高兴。
When we come back from a conference, we're usually very excited.
回来以后接了一个微信，或者说是自己的父母经过，讲你不可以去再信基督教。
And we come back and we get a WeChat message, or our parents say, "Hey, don't believe in Christianity."
一下子又掉回我们原来的老样子。
And in one second, we're right back to the way we were in the past.
这样人太多了。
There are too many people like that.
在前头走的人
，those walking in front，
大概是他的门徒
，were probably Jesus' disciples.
因为耶稣要赶路。
Because Jesus needed people to get the road clear for him.
你知道，有时候拦阻我们亲近耶稣的。反而是那些所谓的属灵的领袖。
You know, there are times when, in fact, spiritual leaders are those that are getting in the way of our walking closer to Jesus.
我这几天在看一本书。
The last few days I've been reading a book.
有关中国的这个地方教会。
It has to do with the local churches in China.
我就忽然想起来，离开我们的张路先弟兄。
And all of a sudden, I thought of Brother Zhang Luxian, who's left us.
他就是地方教会的背景。
And his background were these kind of local churches.
他跟我说，他们教会里面没有牧师。
And he said that their church had no pastor.
那我说，你叫你们教会那些领导的弟兄叫什么？
He said, what is the name of the person who was leading your church?
他说叫前头的，在前头的弟兄。
And they said we called him the brother up front.
我说这是不是在这里的出处啊？
He said, did you get that name from this passage here about Bartimaeus?
我相信不是啊。
I hope not. I think not.
你知道，这里在前头走的弟兄是拦阻这个瞎子的。
And here it is those walking up front who are preventing this blind person.
我希望我们教会里面的领导的弟兄姐妹们，不是在拦阻别人亲近主。
I hope the brothers and sisters here in the church who are leaders are not preventing others from drawing closer to Jesus.
如果是的话，我们的罪就太大了。
If it is the case, then our sin is too great.
拦阻的有时候是我们的亲人。
Sometimes those who get in the way are family members.
特别是爱你的人。
Especially those that really love us.
如果反对的话。
Those that oppose us.
我们很容易退后。
It's easy for us to step back.
可是耶稣基督的话是什么呢？
But how does Jesus say?
人到我这里来，若不爱我胜过爱自己的父母、妻子、儿女、弟兄、姐妹和自己的性命，就不能做我的门徒。
If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters and yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple.
这是上帝对我们的要求。
This is God's requirement for us.
好，我们看耶稣的回应。
And we'll see how Jesus responds.
哎，耶稣居然站住。
And Jesus actually stops.
吩咐把他领过来。
And then tells people to bring the blind man to him.
那么这个人呢，摸摸索索的，有人大概牵着他吧，就到了耶稣的门口。
And so the blind man was feeling his way, and probably people led him to the front of Jesus.
这是一个非常不寻常的一个场景。
This is a very unusual setting.
一大堆人都停下来了。
A whole huge group of people have stopped.
就是为了一个讨饭的。
For the sake of one beggar.
所以耶稣听见也回应他信心的呼求哈。
So Jesus heard and responded to his call of faith.
各位弟兄姐妹们，你不要以为你自己地位卑微啊。
Brothers and sisters, do not think that your status is too low.
这耶稣大概不会听我祷告。
Jesus probably won't hear my prayer.
各位弟兄姐妹们，你凭着信心做的祷告，耶稣一定回应你。
Brothers and sisters, if you pray in faith, Jesus will certainly hear you.
他不见得会医治你哦。
He won't necessarily heal you.
但他一定听到你的祷告。
But he'll definitely hear you.
你知道，还有一次圣经上面记载。
Another time the Bible reports.
有一个女的，她已经有血漏的毛病，已经很多年了。Bleeding woman. Yeah.
There was a woman who had a chronic hemorrhaging, chronic bleeding.
那么她看到有那么多人在拥挤耶稣。
When he saw so many people crowding around Jesus.
她说我没有资格到他前面去求他。
She said, "Hey, I don't have the status to come to the front of in front of Jesus and ask for."
我就好不容易挤到他的后面去，摸摸他的衣襟。
I'm going to squeeze through the crowd and get to behind him and touch the edge of his robe.
结果没想到，耶稣说：“摸我的是谁？”
And what she could not have expected is Jesus says, "Wait, who touched me?"
众人都不承认。彼得和同行的人都说：“夫子， 众人拥拥挤挤的紧靠着你。这个古卷还有一句话，你还问摸我的是谁吗？这么多人都在挤你，还什么人在摸你啊？大家都在摸你啊。
And then Jesus says, "Who is it who touched me?" And everyone around him denied it. Peter said, "Master, the crowds surround you and are pressing in on you." And then some manuscripts add, "You know, and you ask who touched me?"
各位弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
拥拥挤挤的人很多。
Many, many people are crowding around Jesus.
但凭着信心去摸一下耶稣的衣襟的人，只有这个姐妹。
But only one sister had the faith to reach out and touch his robe.
耶稣很奇怪哦，那么多人挤他，他都没有说什么话。一个人摸他的衣襟，他就知道了。
Jesus seemed to act so strangely. So many people crowding around him, and he said nothing. One person touches his robe, and he knows.
所以很明显的，耶稣的感觉不是一种触觉的感觉。
So it's very clear that Jesus, what he felt was not the physical bump up against him.
耶稣的感觉是灵里面的感觉。
What Jesus sensed was something in the spiritual realm.
耶稣感觉到的是这个女人的信心。
What Jesus felt was the faith of this woman.
一样的，当我们带着信心到神的面前的时候
，In the same way, when we come with faith before the Lord,
耶稣一定会听到你的追求，你的呼求。
Jesus will absolutely certainly hear your call for help.
然后我们看到神跟人之间的一个对话。
And here we see a conversation between God and man.
耶稣就问他说：“你要我为你做什么？”
Jesus asks him, "What do you want me to do for you?"
耶稣说：“这个瞎子没有说，请你给我一块钱。”
And this beggar did not say, "Please give me a dollar."
哎，他可以这样说的，他要饭的嘛。
He could have asked for a dollar.
他就算耶稣没有钱，他旁边人肯定有钱。
I mean, Jesus might not have had money, but those around him definitely did.
他说：“主啊，我要能看见。”
He said, "Lord, let me recover my sight."
然后耶稣说：“你可以看见，你的信救了你了。”
And Jesus said to him, "Recover your sight. Your faith has made you well."
瞎子要的不是钱，是医治。
What this beggar wanted was not money. He wanted healing.
我刚才已经说过，他要的东西，他看的东西是更远的。
I've already mentioned that what he saw was not what was right in front of him, but what was more important.
但是你发现没有，耶稣基督啊，他讲的话没有说你的信医治你了。
But notice that Jesus here didn't say your faith has healed you.
耶稣说你的信救了你了。
He said your faith has saved you.
你知道这个救这个字是非常不寻常的字。
You know this term for salvation for being saved is not a common term.
耶稣给的不单是肉体的医治。
What Jesus gave was not just physical healing.
耶稣拯救的还有他的灵魂。
Jesus also saved his soul.
其实耶稣在听到他说大卫的子孙耶稣啊可怜我吧。
In reality, when Jesus heard him say, "Son of David, Jesus, have mercy on me."
我就知道耶稣基督已经知道这一个瞎子跟别人不一样，他有他的信心。
In that moment, Jesus Christ knew that this blind person was different from the others. This blind person had faith.
所以灵魂得救比肉体得救更重要。
The salvation of the soul is much more important than the salvation of the physical body.
所以耶稣给他的不是光只有肉体的得救。
So Jesus did not merely save his physical body.
然后我们上个礼拜看到的那个瞎子也同样的。
And we saw the same thing last week in that blind person's story.
他被赶出会堂以后
After he got cast out of the synagogue,
耶稣去寻见他
Jesus went and found him.
他说你信神的儿子吗
And said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?"
他说主啊谁是神的儿子啊我不知道是谁啊
He said, "Hey, who's the Son of God? I don't know who he is."
耶稣说你已经看见他现在和你说话的就是他
And Jesus said to him, "You have seen him, and it is he who is speaking to you."
他马上说跪在地上说主啊我信就拜耶稣
and so he immediately kneels down and says Lord I believe and he worships Jesus
所以我们看到耶稣基督医治这个约翰福音第九章的这个瞎子的目的是什么呢
and so we see here what is the goal for Jesus healing this blind person in John chapter 9
不是光要他能看见
it's not just so that he can see
让他看见神的儿子
it's that he might see the Son of God
所以他灵魂能够得救
So that his soul might be saved.
所以神终极的医治还是我们的灵魂。
So the ultimate What God ultimately saves, what God ultimately heals, is our soul.
在约翰九章里面那个瞎子，耶稣医治的也是他的灵魂。今天我们看到的这个瞎子，仍然是医治他的灵魂。
The blind person that Jesus healed in John 9, Jesus is healing his soul. And today, in Bartimaeus' case, again, Jesus is healing his soul.
我们所熟悉的耶稣基督钉十字架的时候，左边一个强盗，右边一个强盗。
And we all know the story of Jesus in his crucifixion has one criminal on his left and one criminal on his right.
有一个强盗不但不相信耶稣，他还讥笑耶稣。
Now one robber not only did not believe in Jesus, he mocked him.
他说你不是基督吗？可以救自己和我们吗？
He said, are you not the Christ? Save yourself and us.
他这里没有说你可以救你自己啊，他说你救你自己，哎，还不要忘了我们哦。
He doesn't only say, hey, you can save yourself. He's like, hey, how about you save us too?
意思说他也想下十字架。
And what he's really saying is he wants to get down from the cross himself.
所以一个强盗他求的只是下十字架而已。你是基督，你有办法让我下十字架。
And so one robber is just asking to get down off of the cross.
另外那个人呢？
What about the other robber?
他说耶稣啊，你德国降临的时候求你纪念我。
He says, Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom.
他讲的是永恒啊。
What he is speaking of is eternity.
一个求下十字架。
One asked to get down off the cross.
另外一个求永恒的国度。
The other asked for an eternal kingdom.
你觉得谁比较有智慧啊？
Which of the two was wise?
如果是你，你会求什么？
If it was you, what would you have asked for?
我心想，我如果是那个瞎子，我大概还是一个人跟瞎子一样，求眼睛治好就好了。
I think if I was a blind person, I still would have asked to be healed of my blindness.
我们想，我们99%以上人都是这样子哦。
I think 99% of us would have.
我们看不见那个永恒哦。
But we can't see the eternal side of things.
求主开我们的眼睛。
May God truly open our eyes.
好，最后呢，我们发现这个瞎子立刻看见，就跟随耶稣，一路归荣耀与神。
And it says here that immediately he recovered his sight and followed him, glorifying God.
而且我这里很奇妙的发现啊，耶稣基督说：“你去吧，你的信救了你。”因为这是在马可福音里面记载的。
And it's really interesting. It's recorded in Mark that Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well."
耶稣没有说你留下来跟我。
Jesus didn't say, "Hey, just hang out with me."
说你去吧，你走吧，你已经看见了，你可以回去过你正常生活了。
He said, go. You've already been able to see now. You can go and live your normal life.
结果呢，瞎子跟随耶稣，所以这是这个瞎子自己的决定。
And the consequence was that the blind person decided to follow him. The choice to follow Jesus was his own.
我们看到一个改变。
We see a change.
假如一个人不知道耶稣基督他真是弥赛亚的话，
If a person doesn't know that Jesus Christ really is the Messiah,
他眼睛看见了。
When he's able to see,
高兴得不得了，高兴地回家，然后可以过一个正常的生活，不要讨饭了。
He'll be absolutely delighted and he'll happily go home and he'll no longer have to beg. He'll be able to live a normal life.
但这个瞎子呢，却决定要跟随耶稣。
But this blind person decided to follow Jesus.
他恐怕不知道耶稣基督到耶路撒冷去是要上十字架。
He may very well not have known that Jesus was going to Jerusalem to go to the cross.
但是他当他一加入这一个布道团的时候，
But as soon as he joins this group of
布道团，
guess,
一个 group of people，
一个 group of people，
对。那么这个我相信这个耶稣基督的门徒很快就告诉他，我们要去耶路撒冷，我们的主要上十字架的。
No doubt the disciples told him very quickly, our master is going to the cross.
他跟不跟啊？
Would he continue to go with them?
我们去跟了一个人，要被判死刑啊。
We're following someone who's about to be condemned to death.
你还跟吗？
Are you still going to follow him?
我相信大部分人都说，哦， no, 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 no.
Sure
不跟了。
I'm sure most people would refuse, would say, no, 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 no.
所以我就想起有一首诗歌。
You make me think of a song.
他说我以前呢、啊、刚刚信主的时候是求主给我求给我很多的神迹啊。
And the song says that when I was a new believer, I would ask God for many miracles.
有些神迹不像这么大好这个瞎眼变成也能够看得见。
Many miracles are not so big as healing of blindness.
有些神迹是主啊我明天要考试。
Some miracles are, Lord, I have an exam tomorrow.
我这个礼拜一直在玩电脑。
This entire week I've been playing computer games.
没有学习。
I didn't study at all.
我明天还有一个 paper 要交卷。
Tomorrow I have a paper that's due.
求你给我一个神迹啊。
Please give me a miracle.
我们求的神迹往往是这样的神迹。
Most of the time, these are the miracles that we're asking for.
哎，耶稣基督给我们一个 A， 哇，高兴的不得了。
Jesus, please give me an A. Oh, now I'm so happy.
好了，过了一阵子，就这个耶稣就置之脑外。
And after a moment, Jesus is no longer in our minds.
一直等到下一次在考试的时候。
And we're just waiting until the next time we have a test.
主啊，你求你再一次啊，显个神迹啊。
Lord, please give me another miracle.
一般人求神迹都是这样子的。
Most people ask for miracles in exactly that fashion.
大部分的基督徒求的东西都是这样子。
Most Christians, what they ask for really are these kind of things.
有几个人像我们瞎子弟兄一样。
Only a few people are like our brother who's a blind man.
他愿意去跟随耶稣。
They're willing to follow after Jesus.
他是求那个神迹的主。
He was asking for the Lord of the miracle.
不再是光求神迹了。
And not merely asking for the miracle.
他经历了神迹以后，他看见神迹背后行神迹的那个主。
After having seen the miracle, he saw the Lord who was standing behind the miracle.
然后众人看见这事情也赞美神。
And everyone else who saw it, they.
所以是一个很美好的见证，门徒也兴高采烈啊。
And it was a truly beautiful testimony, and the other disciples saw it.
但是你把圣经从这个地方往下面再读几章，就碰到十字架了。
But if you read a few more chapters, you come to the cross.
因为这件事情是在耶稣基督上十字架之前发生的。
Because this happened shortly before Jesus went to the cross.
瞎子可能不知道马耶稣马上要上十字架。
The blind person probably didn't know that Jesus was headed to the cross.
但是他们门徒知道。
But the disciples knew.
因为在这一段圣经，在路加福音第十八章的这段圣经，刚刚之前，耶稣基督就告诉他的门徒，他要到耶路撒冷去，要被鞭打，要上十字架。
Because in this section in Luke 18 from 35 to 43, the verses immediately preceding it, Jesus is telling his disciples that he's on his way to Jerusalem to go to the cross to be beaten and to die.
但是路加在这里边记得一句话。
And here Luke records one sentence.
但是这些是门徒一样也不懂得，意思乃是隐藏的，他们不晓得所说的是什么。
But they understood the disciples understood none of these things. The saying was hidden from them, and they did not grasp.
所以门徒听到了，但却不了解。
So the disciples heard, but did not understand.
他们不知道前面的道路是非常艰苦的道路。
They did not realize that the road ahead was an extremely difficult
one. 所以跟随耶稣是一条十字架的道路。
The following Jesus is a road to the cross.
好，因为时间的关系，我们必须要做个结束了。
Because of time, we're just going to have to conclude here.
首先。你可以，我们可以肯定的，你凭着信心来到神的面前，神听见你的祷告。
One thing we can know for certain is that if you come with faith before the Lord will hear your prayer.
瞎子不怕拦阻，勇敢来到神的面前。
This blind person did not care about obstacles and he boldly came before the Lord.
我们呢
？What about us?
灵魂得救比身体的医治更重要。
Salvation of our souls is more important than salvation of our bodies.
在教会的历史上面有太多的瞎子没有得到神的医治。
Throughout church history, there have been far too many blind people who did not receive God's healing.
最有名的是有一位姐妹叫做 Cosby, 叫 What is her first name? Fanny Cosby, 非常有名的。
One of the most famous is a sister named Fanny Crosby.
Crosby or Cosby? Crosby, probably Crosby, yes. 那么他是一个瞎子。
And she was a blind person.
但你知道我们今天很熟悉唱那首十字架十字架十字架十字架。
And one of our most best loved hymns, At the Cross?
At the Cross, yes. 就是 Crosby 姐妹写的。
Was written by Fanny Crosby.
他有没有求主医治他的眼睛呢
？Did she ask the Lord heal her eyes？
当然有。
I'm sure she did。
他不晓得求过多少次。
Who knows how many times she asked him to heal her？
耶稣有没有听到
？Did Jesus hear her prayer？
绝对听到。
Of course he heard it。
但没有医治他。
But he did not heal her.
她后来她就不再求了。
Then towards the end of her life, she no longer requested to be healed.
因为她自己的自传写的，她说我已经得到比我的 eyesight， 就是我能够看见这些事情更重要的一件事。
In her autobiography, she writes that I have already received something more important than my eyesight.
因为我得到了主自己。
Because I have received the Lord Himself.
各位弟兄姐妹们，求医治是可以的。
Brothers and sisters, to ask for healing is fine.
但更重要的是你的灵魂。
But what's more important is your soul.
从求神迹到求神迹的主。
From asking for a miracle to asking for the Lord of miracles.
这就是为什么保罗会说，我活着就是基督，死了就有益处。
And this is why Paul can say, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain.
我们在世上怎么活，是睁着眼睛活，还瞎着眼睛活，不是那么重要。
How we live on earth, whether with perfect eyesight or blind, is not that important.
最重要的是我们有了耶稣。
The most important thing is whether or not we have Jesus.
好，我们等一下就要吃主餐。
In a moment, we will be taking communion together.
我最近在加州去参加那个营会的时候，我们也吃主餐。
Recently, when I was in California attending a conference, we had communion together.
那位牧师在领主餐的时候，
As the pastor was taking communion,
他就提醒我们。
He reminded us.
他说，在最后的晚餐的时候，耶稣基督曾经对彼得说。
During the Last Supper, Jesus said to Peter,
我告诉你，今日鸡还没有叫，就今天晚上鸡还没有叫以前，你要三次不认得我。
He said, Peter, truly, truly, I say to you, tonight before the cock crows, you will deny me three times.
他知道彼得要背叛他。
He knew that Peter would betray him.
但是他仍然说，拿起饼来，祝谢的，拨开，递给他们说，这是我的身体，为你们舍的，你们也当如此行，为的是纪念我。
In the same way, he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是我立约的新立我的血所立的新约，为你们流出来的。
In the same way, he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood." Which is poured out for you.
主明明知道彼得要背叛他，还是愿意为他死。
Jesus knew that Peter would betray him and was still willing to die for him.
圣经说，唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此为我们显明了。
The Bible says that God shows His love for us and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
在原文圣经里面，这个做罪人的意思是 sin against God， 是得罪神的意思。
In the original Greek, when it says sinner, it means one who sins against God. It is one who offends God.
意思说，我们是还在主动的在那里得罪神的时候。
When we were still actively sinning against God.
而且神知道我们在得罪他的时候。
And God knew that we were sinning against him.
神就为我们死。
God himself died for us.
我们一起来到饼杯前面。
Let us come before the bread and the cup.
侍候饼杯的弟兄。